Hello?
Hello, I do apologise about that. Sorry, yeah. So what I've done is I've sent you the contracts over, and then yeah, do you have our WhatsApp number at all?
Sorry?
Do you have our WhatsApp number at all?
I'm not sure.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll send you a text as well with our WhatsApp number.
Mm-hmm.
If you could just send over any ID that you've got in regards to a passport, a driver's license, a birth certificate, alongside proof of address dated within the last 3 months, and we can upload that to your file then.
Right, okay, I can get the birth certificate, but I don't have any photographic ID, remember I said that?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, yeah, a birth certificate's fine. That's completely fine. If you can send that over to us, and then, yeah, just a letter dated within
right.
the last 3 months.
Right.
If you want, do you want to check your emails now? I'll have them on the phone to you to see if you've received them.
2 seconds then, and I'll just check.
Yeah, not a problem. Take your time.
Hi, I've got an email to say what I've to give over then, like that. Is that what you're meaning?
What was that email saying, sorry?
It was just telling me what I needed to do, like proof of address and birth certificate, things like that.
Yeah, so I sent that last night.
Uh-huh.
I've just literally sent you the 2 contracts to sign about
2 minutes
ago. Yeah.
Just
check your junk folder or spam folder as well, just in case it's slipped into there. I'm just in the process at the minute of sending you a text message with our WhatsApp number.
No, it's not come through.
Right, okay. What I'll do in the meantime is I'm just going to send you our WhatsApp number.
Some of them are coming through, but others aren't.
What's that, sorry?
It's weird how some of them are coming through, but some of them aren't.
Yeah, no, of course, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm going to send you this text message with the WhatsApp number now.
Right.
And then I'll go and speak to my IT department and just see, obviously, if there's anything in the back end or as to why they're not sending them to yourself. I can see from our end it has sent, but obviously it's just not being delivered to yourself, that's all.
Right. So say that the photographic ID, I can't access that, so my birth certificate and things like that, would that do?
So that's what I'm saying, the birth certificate is completely fine to send over, and then obviously, yeah, proof of address as well.
Right.
Okay, I will just double check with, obviously, for my own benefits as well. I'm sure when you send the proof of, your birth certificate, I think 1 proof of address is fine. If not, it will be 3. But I'll just double check that with my manager, obviously, just with it being no photo ID in itself.
I did send the document through.
To the WhatsApp?
No, email. I sent them by email.
Okay, I'm just going to have a look at your emails now.
Three documents I sent through.
Ah, sorry, yeah, I do apologise, I can see that here. Okay, with your council tax bill I can see there. Yeah, so just checking all of your documents. So your CCS collect account information, I can, that document can be approved because I can see your name, address, and obviously the date on it as well. But the likes of and also your 50 plus life one as well, that's fine. But your council tax one, I can't see all four corners properly. So if you can resend that one over, that'll be fine, and I'll have the three groups of address, no problem.
Right, okay.
Alright,
and then my birth certificate.
And your birth certificate as well, yeah. I've just sent you the text now with our WhatsApp number. So enter that number into like a new contact, save it so you can then open us up on WhatsApp, and then just send them documents over as soon as you can, and we can get them uploaded. I'll have a chat to my IT department now and see why you're not receiving them emails. And I should be in touch very shortly.
Did you say that you got statements back?
No, so we haven't got the statements back. It's the statements that you give at the very start of the process in regards to Burnside Children's Home, and it was a home in Stevenson. It's just a brief statement that you give us at the very start of the of the proceedings.
Right. Okay.
By all means, I can read these statements out to you if need be, in case you're unsure of what was said.
No, it's fine.
Okay. Once them two documents do come through, the part one and the part three of the Scottish Redress application, you'll see them statements yourself on the part three.
Okay.
I'll go away and have a chat to my IT department now, and I should be in touch shortly with yourself, okay?
Right, okay. I'll send through my birth certificate and the four corners of my council tax
thingy. Please, yeah.
And so is that all I need to send now?
That's all you'll need to send. Yeah, that'd be fine.
Right.
I'll upload the other two documents to your file now.
Right. Okay then.
All right. Hazel, thank you very much.
Okay. I'll do that when you're going to see.
Not a problem. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
And I shall speak to you soon.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye now.